It's time for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 977 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Now, here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm Ben Carlisle, joined by Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board, Louisiana Tech 28, Rice 13. Bulldogs move to 7-3 overall, 5-1 in Conference USA play. Beck, we were off the air a week ago. I gave you the week off. You come in this week. You got one eye closed, so I said, you know what? I'll throw him a Mountain Dew and see if I can wake him up and get him going. How are you tonight?
You ain't wrong, Ben. I got one eye closed. It's been a heck of a week, but I'm glad to be back talking a little Tech sports. We got a lot to cover tonight. Got another W. And as always, Ben, it's a W, but we just ain't super happy about it.
No, we're happy about it. It just wasn't the most satisfying blowout victory that we all, I'm not going to say expected, but we wanted to see when you had the longest losing streak.
It's the 10th game of the season, Ben. We only got really one of those games.
Yeah, you're right.
So I don't even know why we're disappointed. A W is a W, as Skip likes to say, and he's not wrong, especially in conference.
No, he's not. He's not. And as always, you can call us. You can text us, 888-993-7762. That's the Fairway Carts hotline or text line. You can also watch us live on Facebook Live, Sports Talk 977. Beck, let's go ahead. Let's thank our sponsors who are responsible for keeping us on the air year in and year out.
Absolutely. We got Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen and Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Tire and Service, Scott Seafood, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse Barbecue, and O'Neill Gas.
And we'd also like to thank our title sponsor, First National Bank. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Beck, big show tonight. You know, obviously Louisiana Tech knocks off Rice 28-13. You know, heading into this next week, you know, 7-3 overall. Granted, with UAB's overtime win against Southern Miss this past Saturday, Louisiana Tech's now out of contention for the Conference USA Championship, but there's still plenty to play for with 9 regular season wins, potentially a 10th win when you count in a bowl game, so a lot left on the table for the Dogs.
Yeah, here's a question, Ben. Is UAB already declared?
Yeah, they've won the West.
They've won the West.
They've won the
West. So they're just going to go straight to the Conference Championship game.
Straight on.
That's a bummer, Ben.
It is. You know, it's obviously a goal of this team to win the conference championship, especially when you talk about, you know, a fifth-year senior like Jalen Ferguson. But, you know, there's still plenty to play for, you know, when you think about what's on the horizon.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, this is a kind of the same situation we've been in for the last few years of conference championship not being necessarily obtainable, but looking to get a good bowl game and going for, what is it, five?
Five straight bowl
which I know
games.
You love that stat.
Five straight
Ben.
Bowl wins, yes.
I know you love it.
You know who else loves it? Our boy Robbie and Chalmette. Robbie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what are you saying? It's Robbie and Chalmette. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Robbie.
Yeah, well, I know, you know, we got a W, and, you know, I love the 24.5, but obviously we didn't get it. But you got to think, Ben, there's a silver lining in halves like that. And what you do, you know, with the silver lining is that you get a live bet at halftime. And you know the Dogs were going to come out swinging in the second half. Skippy and Timmy, we were going to bring the heat. So I double gassed it. Obviously, was going to lose the 24.5, but I double gassed it. And you know what? It worked out. So
one step closer to chartering that plane from Chalmette, Robbie.
We're getting close, you know. And I heard somebody ask, how do you get the radio in Chalmette? Well, I got an app. It lets me listen to Fox & Co., Bleed Tech Blue, whatever I want. So I can call in. I can do what I want and say what I want. And another thing, the Saints are rolling. We're on an 8-game winning streak. And the Who Dat Nation rules.
Robbie, dogs are a 2-point road favorite at Southern Miss. We taking the points?
Robbie may have been out.
Yeah, look.
Robbie's known to peace out pretty quick.
Yeah, Robbie gives a big hoot at, and he out.
Yeah.
That's Robbie and Shelman. That's a classic. Calling into Bleed Tech Blue Radio saying he can call in and say what he wants. Well, he double-gassed it.
He double-gassed it.
He nailed it.
I think you did better than me than I've done the last 2 weeks, Ben. Do we even need – I mean, I'm not even that mad we didn't have a show last week.
Yeah, with your
betting
lines.
Given there wasn't much to talk about in a positive light for sure after – that loss in Mississippi State, we don't got to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't,
but
because I record even a podcast.
Even worse than the loss of Mississippi State was my betting record that week.
Yeah, like your betting line for the year is like, I don't know, like 6-10.
Here's the beautiful thing about that, though. It works either way. You can just bet to the contrary of me, and you
are an easy winner.
An easy winner, apparently.
Or you can call me and let me decide.
Did you some last week?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to your podcast.
Yeah, well, we'll get to them later in the show. But I went 3-2. You're making money if you're betting with your boy BC. Coming up later in the show, as I mentioned, dogs travel to Southern Miss. Rivalry game, a rivalry game that Southern Miss has thoroughly controlled in the previous three seasons, knocking off the dogs in three consecutive years. We'll have Heath Hinton on at 6:30. From Big Gold Nation, Southern Miss rival site, to preview the Golden Eagles. Let me tell you something about the Golden Eagles, Beck. Bad offense, good defense. Sound familiar?
Yep, heard it before.
Looks like, you know, I'm not going to go making assumptions, but this game could set football back, you know, 30, 40 years. I mean, the kids might as well go out there and play with, you know, some leather helmets or something like that.
Well, I don't know what to think about this game, to be honest, Ben. Southern Miss has been Tech's kryptonite the past 3 years, and especially the heartbreaker at home last year. You got to believe that puts a little fire under the Bulldogs.
And
honestly, the way we're playing on the road this year, Ben, we might could beat Alabama.
Chalk it up. We've won two straight against the Crimson Tide. Not sure they're signing up to come to the Joe
Ben,
anytime soon.
Ben, let me stop you right there. I know you love this. I got a text on the personal text line.
Oh, yeah, personal text line.
I'm not
going to
say who, but somebody says Jack Abraham is Ben's favorite player.
Oh, I was just about to say.
I figured you had some things to say about him.
I was just about, and we'll talk about Mr. Abraham at 6:45, former Louisiana Tech quarterback. Has missed the previous 2.5 games, went out in a loss to Charlotte. Lost to Charlotte, but Abraham might be back looking for some revenge against the Dogs. And I think the Dogs will have something to prove to the young Oxford, Mississippi native himself. So we'll talk 6:45. We'll really break down the Golden Eagles for you and tell you what to expect. I don't know what the over-under is. You can look it up for us, but take the under. It's going to be a defensive battle. Beck,
Ben.
Shifting. The focus, Ducking Dogs, 2-0, a road win at Wichita State, a home win against Sam Houston State. Ducking Dogs are hosting Harding tonight. I don't think it'll be a sellout, but the Ducking Dogs are playing pretty well.
We had the pleasure of standing next to some Ducking Dogs.
We did.
At the football game the other day. Let me tell you, they were cold.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of those Ducking Dogs that think they could chunk the football around a little bit.
I'll say this. I know Day-Day Bracey is an athlete.
Yeah, he is.
I had no idea he could fit in my pocket.
Yeah, he's pretty small.
He is tiny, but yeah. Man, looking forward to watching him play this year.
He's healthy.
Well, he's not.
But he will be.
He will be.
Yes.
That's a statement for radio right there.
Yeah, hot take. He's not healthy, but he will be.
He will be. And I think the Dogs have got a lot. I'm starting off the season at Wichita State with a big win. I wanted to ask him if they really expected to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
I chickened out, Ben. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, they're not really like you, probably. They don't go into some games expecting to lose. If I'm being honest, that's kind of your mentality. I'm interested to hear your mentality before the, you know, Dogs on the gridiron travel to Southern Miss this week. Also, Lady Texters off to a 1-1 start, win over LSU A last Tuesday night, 112-70. They dropped a home decision to Little Rock Friday afternoon in front of Kids Day at the TAC. I think there was over 3,500 children from around Lincoln Parish at the game. I can't imagine they were taking in the hoops too much. They were more or less worried about their popcorn and nachos and soda pops, if I were guessing. They'll be back in action tomorrow night at home, 6:30 against Houston. As I mentioned, Dunkin' Dogs are at home tonight against Harding. We'll keep you updated on that game throughout the show. They get tipped off at 6:30 p.m. Day-Day Bracey is not expected to play. Beck, did you have a chance to do one of your favorite things this week? Catch up on the Skip Holtz press conference.
You want me to be honest, or do you want me to just tell you what you want to hear?
You know, we're the show of the people. Let's be honest.
I listened to about 5 minutes of it, Ben.
What'd you take?
I took away that Skip does a press conference like Skip does a press conference.
That's right.
It's pretty politically correct.
Well,
pretty predictable.
He should fit in America pretty well.
Right. It's pretty predictable. I'm not mad about it. He obviously is happy to get a win, a conference win. Nobody would ever complain about that. He understands the weight of this game. I think with Tech not being in contention for a conference championship, they're for sure looking for a little revenge against Southern Miss, as previously mentioned. Ben, what was your takeaway?
Well, I think,
were you there, Ben? Did you ask a question? Did you raise your hand with your little recorder and
absolutely.
Ask a question?
Absolutely.
Tell the people what you asked.
Yeah, and so, you know, you want to know first off what I asked Coach Skip Holtz, head coach Skip Holtz, 45
the
wins.
The skipper, yeah.
Yeah, 45 wins in his Bulldog career, third most all-time in Louisiana Tech history. I asked him, you know, the element. We got to see Saturday night Prazo Corey, former track star for the Bulldogs, and I say the kid can flat-out run. We got to see Wayne Toussaint get in on the action as well. I asked him about the element. Those two guys add to the offense with their ability to stretch the field vertically. We saw Jamar hit deep balls to both of them, and he said, you know, that changes the offense when you're able to truly stretch the field. And he mentioned, you know, with Rashid Bonnet out the last 3 weeks, that's something that Tech's really been missing.
Right, Ben, I'm going to toot your little horn here for a second. We were sitting in the stands with some friends and their parents, and Praise, how do you say his last name?
Praise O'Corey.
Praise O'Corey checks into the game, and Bleed Tech Blue faithful, you're
this was
fearless.
Wayne Toussaint. This is Wayne Toussaint.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. Wayne Toussaint. Your fearless leader, Ben Carlisle, leans over to me and says, Wayne Toussaint just checked into the slot. What is
yep.
that? He's going deep. Next play, Wayne Toussaint, deep.
44 yards.
44 yards. I think you said the same thing for – or you said – you
the same thing about O'Corey before
yeah,
his play,
you
too.
Yeah. So, 2 for 2 on Saturday, guys. I'm not often impressed by Ben Carlisle. But boy, was I! It's a treat sitting next to him in the game.
The only thing that I missed on that was saying Jamar going to Jamar this deep ball and put it on the money.
It's interesting that Jamar can Jamar the deep ball, but he can't hit a swing pass for 5 yards. But it's all right.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, some other news and notes from Skip's press conference. He talked about Southern Miss, and we'll break down Southern Miss at 6:45, 6:30 as well with Heath Hinton of Big Gold Nation. But Southern Miss defensively, ninth nationally in total defense. I think they're 12th nationally in passing defense, 18th nationally against the run. Tall task for the Dogs, and this is not a defense that's going to sit back and allow their front four to get after the quarterback. They're going to bring the heat. Jamar's going to have to identify some things pre-snap, figure out where his hot read is, and get the ball out of his hands and, you know, hopefully put the ball on target and allow Adrian Hardy, Alfred Smith, Teddy Veal, some of those playmakers at receiver to make some big plays in the passing game if Tech is going to have some success on the offensive side of the football. So it'll be interesting. Quick question from Cookie on the text line. Cookie, I love you. Woo, chocolate chip. Okay, missed this question. Will Tech and ULM possibly meet in a bowl game? That's a good question, Cookie. I know at the Independence Bowl was in attendance Saturday night, and that exact question was posed to an Independence Bowl official. Beck mentions Skip Holtz being politically correct. I'm not sure if this official was or not, but he said they do not want to see a Tech-ULM matchup. Their ideal matchup would be a Tech against an ACC opponent. So we'll see what happens. Still a long way to go, 2 weeks in the regular season, along with the conference championship game. Me personally, I wouldn't mind seeing Tech play ULM, rekindle the rivalry.
That conversation got way more traction than I thought it would.
You think?
Yeah, mainly because I didn't realize ULM was
even 6-4 this year. Yeah, they're playing pretty good football over there in Monroe.
Not too shabby.
Now, if you go by the paper mill, it doesn't smell very good, but over there in Monroe, smelling like roses.
Well,
Matt Viator's done a really good job.
As your average fan, Ben, I was shocked that that was even – I mean, props to the Warhawks. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm shocked to hear you refer to yourself as the average fan. You only do it four times a week, one segment in, one down. Before we get to our first timeout, former Bulldogs in the NFL, Beck, did you get an opportunity to watch a Monday night football game to remember? San Francisco against the New York Giants, Trent Taylor, one catch for 12 yards. And our boy, Jeff Driscoll, seeing some action against the Saints, goes 2 of 3, 45 yards. Also had a 27-yard touchdown run. Also saw on Twitter today.
Yeah, I saw that too. I know what you're going to say.
He had the fastest
sprint. He's a cheetah.
The fastest sprint speed of any quarterback recorded in the NFL this season. Lamar Jackson, get some. Jeff Driscoll's got some wheels.
Well, I checked on the Twitterverse too, Ben, and just to see what they were buzzing about. Jeff Driscoll. And they're all wanting to use him like Taysom Hill.
Woo, he could be better than that.
They're wanting to run that dual quarterback system and have him run for 27 yards.
I love me some Jeff Driscoll, and I think it's about time they get rid of the redhead Andy Dalton and give him a chance to win the quarterback position. Marvin Lewis only has, I believe, 7 games left as the head coach in Cincinnati. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to get to our first timeout when we come back after the break. We'll recap Louisiana Tech 28, Rice 13. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Fall brings all kinds of fun activities to the area, and the best way to enjoy them is with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts. Whether it's tailgating at your favorite high school or college game, driving around the neighborhood with the family, or just spending time in good fall weather, an Easy Go multi-passenger vehicle is perfect. Fairway Carts has a great selection now, with new 2019 models coming in. So visit the showroom on Highway 531 in Minden, just north of I-20, or call 800-960-CART.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of 4 different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke-cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
7-3, 5-1 in Conference USA play. Music to my ears. Dogs have won 70% of their games in 2018 after a 28-13 win over Rice. Beck, it wasn't the most highly attended game. It was the coldest kickoff at Joe Ice Stadium since 2002.
It was freezing, Ben.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly. I had 2 pairs of long johns on, but they didn't do my toes any favors. That was a little crushing to your boy. Overall, what were your thoughts on the crowd? Now, I didn't expect big crowd.
Yeah, Ben, that's my thing. I'm not expecting much. It was cold. It was Rice. Tech got smacked against Mississippi State the week before.
Crushed.
I mean crushed. But I love them. They're my dogs. But anyways, I wasn't expecting much. Honestly, I'll say what did surprise me is the amount of people that stayed around for the whole game.
All 1,000?
Yeah, there might have been 1,500 there to start, but 1,000 stayed the whole game, which was nice.
And coming into this game, I didn't expect a huge crowd, obviously. I think the announced attendance was a little over 15,000. I think early on in the game, there's probably around 10,000. But like you said, you know, coldest kickoff since 2002, playing a 1-9 program.
I didn't even mention that we won despite the red jerseys, Ben. You know how I feel about the red jerseys.
I'm not a big fan
of the red. I get that we have a red out. I would actually love to hear on the text line, personal text line, what's the number for our text line, Ben?
888-993-7762. Fairway.
Do you hate the red jerseys or do you like them? I mean, I hate for sure red helmets.
Last year you gave us a breakdown of Tech's record in each colored jersey, and I would love for you to look that up. You got 2 weeks to look it up, our record in each color, because you hate the red. It's pretty clear. You like the white.
I mean,
how far
you want me to go back?
Oh, let's go back to, say, 1975.
That's a lot of check-in.
Okay, let's go back to 2013.
I'll do 2010.
Okay, I can live with that. Okay, so looking at this game, the tale of two halves. Did I just define the Louisiana Tech football team for 2018? I believe that I did. The tale of two halves. When you look at the start of this game, there was all sorts of issues on the offensive side of the ball, and really it began on the first drive. You know, you have a 19-yard pass to Teddy Veal. You have a 9-yard pass to Jaquise Dancy. You have a run for no gain from Jamar Smith. And then here comes the flying yellow flag, personal foul, 15-yard penalty after the play on O'Shea Dugas. Puts Tech in a 3rd-and-16 situation. I think, you know, that was really the story of the first half. They had all sorts of issues in getting things going offensively. I know they were able to punch it in the end zone with the Dancy 11-yard run right there with about 5 or 3 minutes to go in the first half, but it was certainly frustrating to see nonetheless.
Right, let me ask you this, Ben. I can't believe we made it to the first segment without even touching on our quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we don't talk about him too much. So no, let's go ahead and break.
Okay, you read his stats, Ben. 21 of 34, 314 yards.
Air it out, baby.
One touchdown, two interceptions, but one of them, I mean, actually, they were both pretty bad. One was at the end of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one was not.
It was bad. It was a fourth down, was it not?
Third
down, and we were trying. We needed a field goal to kind of, you know, really ice it.
Yeah.
Make it super icy.
All right.
21 of 34, 314 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, but a 39.7 QBR. Ben, what attributes to that being so bad?
Well,
because that's not a terrible looking stat line.
No, it's not. But I mean, you can't have two interceptions. You talk about the first interception, and we mentioned the Dunkin' Dogs basketball team that we were sitting down there when Jamar threw the ball to Veal. He didn't throw the ball towards the left corner of the end zone far enough in that north end zone, and allowed the DB to get back in the play. And our boy Amori Archibald said he could have made that throw. And you even volunteered to go tell Jamar on the sideline for him, which I thought was pretty bold.
Wide open.
He was. That was
I mean, part of that was we had the view of being down the field, and so we could see.
We had the all 22 view.
Basically, Jamar didn't lead him near enough. Yeah. I mean, but Teddy was wide open.
Not basically. That's a fact.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
he didn't lead him. It was a bad throw. And then you talk about the second interception late in the game. Throws off his back foot on 3rd-and-3. Tries to throw it up for Alfred Smith, doesn't get the ball out there far enough, ends up being an interception. You look at his performance in this game, and I think it really defines his season. You know, you go 9 of 17 in the first half for 118 yards. Offense was never really able to get into a rhythm. Running game had issues getting things going on the ground with Jaquise Dancy and Cam McKnight. It was just frustrating all around in that first half. And then you look to the second half. He goes 12 of 16 for 196 yards. He hits a deep ball to Hardy. I'm not going to say that he should have thrown the ball deep. Obviously, Hardy made a spectacular play. But at the same time, like, the ball was there. You know, he gave the opportunity for him to make
the
play.
Yeah, he gave him an opportunity, but it was a very low percentage opportunity. Now, granted, Hardy is a rising star right now, Ben. He is.
No, he is.
Yeah, which is also, which is a little surprising to me, but also conversely.
Man, big words.
Yep, Bonnet is just.
Yeah, we miss him.
I mean, do we?
He's hurt. Yeah, I think we miss his speed element.
We got Praise and Toussaint.
Yeah, but we need Bonnet too. And so you look at the second half, you know, he hits the deep ball to Hardy. Like I said, he hits the deep ball to Toussaint in the middle of the field. It wasn't a great throw, but Toussaint made a nice adjustment on the ball. He hit the deep ball to Okori as well. I know it was brought back due to penalty. He just seemed, I don't know what it was. After the throw to Hardy, he really seemed to settle into the offense and play closer to what his capabilities are. And I know a lot of times that P word potential or that T word talent is thrown around, and it can be a dangerous word to use at times. But he has a lot of arm talent, and he showcased it in that second half. And it's like we've been begging and pleading for the last 10 weeks. We want to see it week in and week out from Jamar, and I might could win a bet with him being an all-conference quarterback, but not going to win that bet this year, obviously.
Okay, so let's legitimately talk about this. Me and Taves were talking about this before the show. I mean, Jamar leaves, like, we know he's got the ability and the talent. It's just, I think that's what had you so excited at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I was excited.
I mean, some quarterbacks, it's like, we don't even see, like, the potential, really. Like, it's just, but Jamar's got it. I mean, he's got an unbelievable arm. He can chuck it.
He can.
Okay.
He can let it rip.
And he's got some mobility, but, I mean, what is it, Ben?
Like, I don't. It's,
if you can sum it up,
for me,
week 10.
For me, well,
we've
been trying to sum it up for 11 weeks now. But for me, it's between the ears.
And 100%.
We talked a lot about, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, that when he starts off the game with some rhythm, then he's fine. But he really struggles if he has a slow start to the game. He starts to feel the pressure build. And then it takes some time, if he does, to get out of the funk. And that's, it's disheartening. It drives our fans up a wall. It drives them back to their houses when it's cold. It drives them back to their houses when it's warm. It drives them to ESPN when the game is on the SEC network. But I just keep hoping because I see throws that he makes, and it's just like, man, if he can get it, if he can figure it out, this offense is going to be fine. It just keeps me hoping. And I think that, you know, the fan base, if they're being honest with themselves, they see that he has the arm talent. So,
I mean, one more thing, Ben. We're week 11. I think it's really safe to say Jamar's not getting a poem.
No, he's not.
But Taves had a good point before the show. He said he might deserve a eulogy.
Man, Taves nailed it.
Taves nailed it.
Taves, you nailed it.
We say it's crazy to say that being 7-3, but two losses against ranked schools, but that's fine.
No, yeah, that's absolutely right. I thought the defense played well in this one as well. Got to give them some credit. They gave up one big play, but overall they kept Rice in check, forced 3 turnovers of their own, really gave Tech a chance to win that game. Props to Jaquise Dancy, 91 total yards, 3 touchdowns. Adrian Hardy, we didn't talk enough about him. He's a stud, 10 catches, 160 yards. Colin Scott had 2 interceptions from his linebacker position as well. Bulldogs go 7 of 15 on third down. You go 7 of 15 on third down, that's a pretty good recipe for winning. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take our second time out when we come back from the break. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, going to join us to talk about the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
DQ fans, manage your hanger before it manages you with the all-new DQ Hungry Up Deal. Your new hanger management system with 3 deals meant to satisfy any size appetite. Whether you're hungry-ish, hungry, or straight-up hangry, you can enjoy 3, 4, or 5 100% all-white meat chicken strips, plus fries and a world-famous mini blizzard treat, starting at just $4. It's the all-new Hungry Up Deal, only at your DQ. This is fan food, not fast food.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas.
O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank, banking on a first name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
When we win, our customers really win. This is Steve Brennan at Brennan Dodge in Ruston. And Brennan Dodge has just been awarded the prestigious J.D. Power Customer First Award for Excellence. As one of only three Chrysler dealers in the state to achieve this, we are proud of our employees for their tireless efforts to put our customers first in everything we do. So thank you to Rusty Wilfong, Randy Funes, Ricky Meyer, Christina Rowley, Tommy Tomlin, and Todd Teal and staff. We make sure each Brennan Dodge customer's experience is of the highest caliber. Come in and see firsthand why customers are first at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech travels to Hattiesburg to take on Southern Miss. 2:30 p.m. kickoff inside M.M. Roberts Stadium. And joining us to preview the Golden Eagles on the Fairway Cards hotline, Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation. How are we doing tonight, Heath?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Heath. When you look at this season for its entirety at Southern Miss, I know 4-5 overall is probably a little bit below what the Golden Eagles' expectations were entering the season. But what are some of your thoughts on this team through what you've seen through the first nine games?
Injuries is the key factor for Southern Miss. Also, you know, one of our returning quarterbacks, beginning of the season, wasn't able to be on the team. Then he came back, but he's not on anymore. He had to leave for family reasons. And it's been one of those seasons of what could have been in Hattiesburg, to be perfectly honest with you.
And you know, you look at the quarterback position in particular. I know former Louisiana Tech quarterback Jack Abraham was the starter throughout the first seven games. I know Tate Whiteley's taken over the last 2 weeks. How has Abraham looked, you know, throughout his first season in Hattiesburg?
As a sophomore, he's done pretty well. He's thrown some tough picks at times, but really, believe it or not, Jack Abraham with the offense, Southern Miss team was playing pretty well. You look at his numbers, 13 touchdowns. Yes, he did have 10 interceptions, averaging 294 yards a game passing. And on the flip side of that, you have a freshman, Tate Whiteley, come in who's averaging 96.5 yards passing in the past two games. So missing Jack has really hurt this team in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about, you know, Jack's been banged up. I know Whiteley's banged up entering this week, you know, after going against that UAB defense that seems to just wreck everything that's in its way. Who do you think gets the start this weekend against Louisiana Tech for the Golden Eagles?
Well, I actually believe it's going to be Jack. You know, Coach Hobson said in his press conference that he really thinks Jack's going to be back this week. And to be honest with you, Southern Miss needs him at quarterback to win. Tate is a gutsy performer, but he's a freshman. And not knowing the offense, you can only do so much with him in an offensive game plan. With Jack in at quarterback, it opens the offensive game plan all the way up for Southern Miss. And you look at the Southern Miss team, and it is a young group on offense, but a very skilled group.
Yeah, and you mentioned one of those young players at running back, Travinsky Mosley, Shreveport native, Woodlawn High School out of Shreveport. I see that he's leading the Golden Eagles at running or in rushing for the season. What are some of the things that he's done well throughout the year?
He's just an every down running back. He's not very big, but he runs between the tackles extremely hard. He can get outside, has good speed, really good hands catching the ball out of the backfield. The sky's the limit for him in Hattiesburg as a freshman. You look at Southern Miss right now, their three running backs are all freshmen. Look at Steven Anderson, Darius Mayberry, now that he's not hurt, now he's back off injury. They were expecting him to contribute a lot this year. He's playing again. Steven Anderson, a big kid at 245 pounds, a biscuit short of 250, some would say. It's just young players. And you're talking Mosley, the sky's the limit for that young man. He has a lot of talent.
And you talk about the offense being so young. One of those young players at receiver that's having one of the better years, not only at Southern Miss, but across the conference, Quez Watkins, a true playmaker on the outside for the Golden Eagles.
Absolutely, a guy that can blow the top off because of his speed. They use him a lot in the – it's a shovel pass, but it might as well be a handoff, but quarterbacks love it because they consider it a pass. But they use him a lot in that motion. Get him out in space. Got really nice hands. Goes up and gets the ball at the apex really well. Especially since Jalen Anderson, who was a sophomore coming in, who, you know, his senior year of high school was Gatorade Player of the Year in Alabama, has been hurt. He has been asked to do a lot more. DeMichael Harris has come in and done a great job as a junior. Tim Jones, another sophomore, done a great job at wide receiver, more of your possession type of guy. So, I mean, you really look at these skill position players, and just like Dave McQuist, they're going to be in Hattiesburg for 2 and 3 more years. This team will get better.
Yeah, and it's certainly a team, like you said, that seems to be getting better every week. I know early in the season, you know, when you look back at Southern Miss's matchup with ULM, and, you know, last week, sometimes, especially against UAB this week, or, this year, the offensive line can be exposed at times. How has the offensive line progressed throughout the season?
To be honest with you, it hasn't. The offensive line has been the issue with the offense. A lot of people thought it was going to be really good coming back, especially when you had three guys returning that had a lot of playing time last year, and it just hasn't worked out for whatever reason. Trace Clopton, a freshman at center, has done a really good job, but they're having to take pieces and try to put them in place, and it's been hard to do. Offensive line has not played up to expectations this year. They have not run block well, and you can tell by the performance, especially in the last 2 weeks when you have a freshman quarterback, and then you have an offensive line that hasn't played well. You can see why Southern Miss has been losing games. Also, not a lot of people think, but when you have an Edo Smith in the backfield like we've had the past two seasons, you know, 3 or 4 seasons, it makes up for some deficiencies in the offensive line that maybe you don't see. So without an Edo Smith, this offensive line has been exposed.
Yeah, Edo Smith was certainly a player that Tech fans are glad they don't have to watch again this season. Shifting things to the defensive side of the football, I know Tony Pecoraro was hired away to Florida Atlantic back in the spring. Chris Boone is in his first season as the defensive coordinator. That unit seems to be playing as well as any defensive unit in the country.
Well, yes, they have been. Chris Broon is the defensive line coach, by the way. He's not the DC. The DC, I say that and my mind's going blank on the coaching, but I'll get it for you in a second. The DC, what they've done this year has been incredible on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive line and linebackers, to me, the linebackers are probably the best unit in Conference USA just because of their depth. I know a lot of people have laughed at me when I said that, but if you look at this defense, if you look at the linebacking court, Southern Miss, there are few seniors, a lot of juniors and sophomores. Once again, the same thing on the defense side of the ball, young kids. But they move really good, they're fast, they're physical, and they do a good job in coverage as well.
Yeah, and I think that name I meant was Tim Billings is the defensive coordinator.
Tim Billings, yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at this defense. Is it a defense that relies on its talent, or are they an attacking defense that we've seen for so many years?
It's the same thing you've seen. The defensive scheme didn't change, did not change with Coach Billings. They attack, they blitz, they run that 30, well, they call it a 3-3-5 with kind of a bandit defensive end. Some people call it a spur. They're going to come at you from different ways. They're going to blitz you. You're going to see 4 and 5 on pass plays. They're going to make the quarterback beat them throwing the ball deep. They try to shut off the middle passing with the speed of the linebackers. you're going to have to get to that third level, and you're going to have to complete passes deep. And from what I understand, that's what Jamar does really well. So it'll be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it is
with that offense against Southern Miss defense.
Yeah, it is going to be an interesting matchup, and you know Tech has some issues, you know, against a defensive front or against a defense that really tries to attack and make Jamar make some of those quick decisions. Looking at the game Saturday afternoon, obviously it's a big game for Southern Miss. I know they announced today they weren't going to pursue a 12th game, so they need to finish out these last two games against Tech and UTEP with wins in order to get bowl eligible. What are some of your keys to victory for Southern Miss this week against Louisiana Tech?
Number one, getting Jack Abraham back at quarterback. Southern Miss has to have him at quarterback to win. As I said, you can do more in the offense with him. Tate's very limited. Jack has a really good arm. Jack can make all the throws that are necessary. Jack just has to do a better job at deciding when to make those throws. But he can do everything, and I think he probably wants to, in a certain extent, get back on the field to play Louisiana Tech as well. So that may be, you know, a big thing for him to get back. I think just having Jack back in the offensive line, whatever they piece together, has got to play better, has got to. And maybe Jack being back there, getting the ball out quick, doing those type of things to settle down the rush of, you know, La Tech. And by the way, you guys have a Jalen Ferguson.
He's a stud.
He's probably going to have two or three sacks this game, maybe even more. So it's going to be an offensive line. If Southern Miss offensive line can play well, that gives them a really good chance.
Absolutely, Heath. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. How can our listeners follow you online?
SouthernMiss.Rivals.com, Big Gold Nation, also at BGN Heath Hinton, and I am the host and sports. I'm the host for a sports show in Hattiesburg, Eagle Broadcasting 92.7, The Score, and 98.1 WMXI. You can listen to me there. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Heath. Looking forward to a fun game Saturday afternoon.
Yes, sir. God bless. You guys have a wonderful night.
Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. Beck, let me tell you something. I'm going to be real honest with you for a second. When I hear that a defense is attacking, when I hear that a defense loves to bring a lot of pressure, my eyes get big.
Yeah, not good.
I get some concern, and I'm not saying that Tech can't figure out something to do offensively. I just think it's going to be some tough sledding. UAB had issues moving the football. Heck, Auburn, I know Southern Miss lost to Auburn by 9 points, but it didn't like Auburn move the football on them. This is a really good, this defense is every bit as good as UAB was.
You and believe that?
I do, and I believe it's a different style. You know, when you look at what UAB had up front, they were more of some guys that could get to you with a four-man rush, some power rushers, big 6'8" defensive ends. I think what you'll see with Southern Miss is maybe a little bit smaller, but some guys that can really beat you off the edge, really going to challenge O'Shea Dugas and Michael Rodriguez at their tackle spots. So it'll be interesting to see how Louisiana Tech chooses to match up with them. Do they try to go to the screen game early to maybe get Billings and his defense to back off a little bit to give Jamar some time? Do they try to hit receivers over the top? You know, will Toussaint play this week? Will Okori play? You know, do they try to throw in a Smoke Harris maybe? It'll be interesting to see what Tech does offensively, to see if they try to pop some balls over the top against some, you know, safeties that really like to come down and fill the box. So it's an interesting matchup. And when you talk about a rivalry game, and Coach Holt said in his press conference today, you can really throw the records out.
Right.
It's almost like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. When they match up, you throw the records out and you go to war. I guess you don't think the Cleveland Browns are very good.
No, I agree with that. I really do. Now that Tech's out of contention for the conference championship, do you think that allows them to play a little more?
Well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Good teaser. We're going to get to that after the break.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get to our next timeout real quick. Cookie on the text line. Tech fan for over 25 years, ever since I was in school for the first time, and I just think they have a great team this year. I think next year Smith is under the helm. He should get better, and that confidence level should be a plus.
Yeah, we thought that was going to happen this year.
Yeah, but it's going to happen next year, Cookie, because J-Mar going to J-Mar. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke-cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Fall is time to get out and do stuff. Great weather is perfect for heading into the woods, tailgating, or going on a camping trip. And it's better with a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts. From an EasyGo multi-passenger cart for family fun to EasyGo utility carts for the tough stuff. Available in gas or electric, and Fairway has all you need to customize your EasyGo. See the entire EasyGo line today at Fairway Carts in Minden, just north of I-20 at exit 49. Call 800-960-CART.
Want to find out stuff about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech traveling to Southern Miss, 2:30 p.m. kickoff. You can stream it on Stadium. That's Beck's favorite network.
I mean, I subscribed to ESPN Plus, and I thought we had a bunch of games on there. We've had like two.
Maybe three. I think a lot of the home games are.
Oh, good.
So start staying at home. Go hunting and then go watch the game.
Well, now I can hunt and be at the game and do both.
Absolutely. Quick update. Dunkin' Dogs 11-8 over Harding, 13-48 remaining in the first half.
Book it. It's over.
Hopefully they can.
That's a dagger.
Hopefully they can kick it in gear and take control of the Harding Bison, the Fighting Bisons. Beck, looking at this Southern Miss team, 4-5 overall, 3-3 in Conference USA play. They got two games left. They're only going to play 11 games. They had a game canceled earlier this year against Appalachian State due to the hurricane. They need two wins. They got Tech left. They got UTEP left. And that's going to decide if they get to that bowl eligibility status. Three of their five losses have come by a combined 7 points. They lost a heartbreaker last week to UAB on the road at UAB, 26-23 in overtime. I was reading about the game. You'll never believe this. Southern Miss's kicker, they were in field goal range to win the game in regulation, but he tweaked his groin and was unable to attempt a field goal unless it was inside of 40 yards. They were forced to throw the football, ended up getting intercepted, losing overtime. Like, what a crushing way to lose.
Then I have a backup kicker?
Apparently they don't. Which is crazy enough in itself. So, but yeah, that's pretty crazy. Like I mentioned in the open, Southern Miss has won the last three games over Tech. Remember, Tech blew a 10-point lead with about 2 minutes to go last year, ended up losing in double overtime. Southern Miss leads the all-time series 34-15. Southern Miss in Hattiesburg is 18-7 overall. So, I know you had a text on the personal text line from a buddy.
I did.
And said that I love breaking down Jack Abraham. And everybody thinks that, you know, I like to crush Jack Abraham. And I like to praise J-Mar Smith. Well, I'm here to be the real. I'm the realist. You know, if I was a rapper, they would call me the realist. And so when you look at Abraham, who Heath Hinton told us is expected to start, for the season, Abraham's completing 72% of his throws. Pretty good, huh?
Not bad.
I'll take it. Was leading the country at one point this year. 2,056 yards, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's been sacked 18 times, which is a pretty healthy number. So when you look at him throwing to the different levels of a defense, 86 of his 258 throws have been at the line of scrimmage or behind, which is it's a high amount. He's completing 94% of those throws. He's completing 78% of his throws up until 10 yards down the field. And then there's where the drop-off comes. It drops off to 59%, 11 to 20. And then 20-plus yards down the field, he's completing 27% of his throws with four interceptions. So for me, the big key for Tech in this game is you have to come up and you got to get in the face of Quez Watkins and some of these Southern Miss receivers and force Abraham to beat you over the top. And he's extremely accurate in that short passing game. But when you make him beat you over the top, he doesn't have big arm strength. He's not really able to push the ball down with a ton of effectiveness, which could allow for Tech to obviously create some turnovers, but it also gives Jalen Ferguson more time to get to the quarterback against, like Heath said, a really struggling offensive line. This is a rushing attack for Southern Miss. Had 5 yards rushing against UAB a week ago. Quarterback was sacked 7 times. They've only averaged 105 rush yards per game. So Tech has a golden opportunity to really press the line of scrimmage and dominate defensively if they just stay at home, stick to their assignments. And that's something that I hope to see, you know, when we're watching this game Saturday. When you look at Watley real quick, he's a freshman. It shows at times. He doesn't have a complete grasp of the offense. He's completing 92% of his throws at the line of scrimmage, 71% of his throws within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And then when you get 11 to 20 yards down the field, 38%, 20-plus yards down the field, 18%. So he and Abraham are essentially the same quarterbacks when it comes to throwing the ball. Watley has a little bit more mobility, but the bottom line is Tech must press the line of scrimmage, allow Jalen Ferguson to have time to get to the quarterback, take away some of those short throws that Southern Miss likes to throw at you. So you talk about, you know, what can Tech do against this defense? Number 9, I mentioned earlier, number 9 in total defense, number 18 against the pass, number 12 against the run. To put icing on the cake, let's be honest, Tech's offense hasn't been that good all year. Now, have they had their signs of showing what they can do? Absolutely. But how often does that happen?
Are you blaming that on, I mean, what? You know, it's any team sport, you can't just blame it on one person, but how much of that is just not having an identity with play calling, with...
I don't know.
I mean, Jamar is Jamar and has been Jamar. It's like, are we not using his strengths? I mean, as a fan, you hate that just swing pass stuff and line of scrimmage throws.
Like, I was thinking, you know, we were at the game the other day or other night, and I wonder, and listen, all right, you look at the last 3 weeks, Rice, Mississippi State was before Rice, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then UTEP before that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the offense has been extremely frustrating. Now, I'm not going to say that the offense was great in the 6 or 7 games prior to that. You know, well, actually, UTEP was actually before Florida Atlantic, but mm-hmm. That's beside the point. I'm not going to say the offense was great before that, but it really had me wondering how much Tech has missed Rashid Bonnet. And we talked about this before the show. You're back to the North Texas game. There was 4 or 5 times in that game that Bonnet lined up in the slot and just ran a straight go route against a safety, and he burned the defender all 4 or 5 times. And I know we didn't complete one, but there was three pass interference calls that Tech gained from that?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how much they've missed that speed element. And I know Hardy can get down the field and catch some deep balls. George Scott got down the field against UTSA. But those aren't the fastest guys in the world. When you have those burners like Bonnet, Okori, Toussaint, that can really blow the top off the defense, I think that opens up this offense a little more. It allows for safeties not to come down in the box and take away, you know, the middle of the field, take away that short passing game, like you said, with those quick screen routes, those quick out routes. And, you know, Jamar's also not always that accurate on the, some of those shorter throws. Now, does he complete every deep ball? Absolutely not. He's 3 of 22 throwing to the right side, 20-plus yards down the field. He obviously struggles throwing the deep ball to certain areas. But he throws a pretty deep ball. And if you show that defense that, hey, you can't cover Wayne Toussaint man-on-man, that's enough for them to stick a safety back in the middle of the field to give a little extra help. So, I don't know. I wonder if some
when
of
When is Bonnet coming back?
He could be back this week, Holt said in his press conference. Probably, I'll say he's questionable at this point.
What's the injury again?
He has ankle injury.
Ankle.
But, you know, he comes back, you know, that can add an element to the offense. And obviously, you know, there's obviously inconsistencies at quarterback. We know that. Like, we're not going to keep beating the dead horse. We're smart enough to realize that. We're the smartest guys in the business.
Right.
Yeah, wake up over there.
I'm up.
All right. And then, you know, the offensive line has had its fair share of issues. I think when you look at the running back position, Justin Henderson has had his moments where he's shined. Israel Tucker shined early in the year. Cam McKnight played well against UAB, played well against Mississippi State. But who's the one name I haven't mentioned?
Dancy.
There's no one in that Tech backfield that's as good as Jaquise Dancy. That kid, when he gets the ball in his hands, I don't care if he has a hole. He doesn't need a hole. He can make you miss. He's a lot tougher than he sometimes gets credit for. He can run through some tackles. You know, you look at the three touchdown runs he had the other night. You know, one was a one-yard run. He had the 11-yard run off the right side. He had the 18-yard run off the right side. He's special. He's better than any running back Tech has. Now, Israel Tucker got in late against Rice. You know, he's probably closer to 100% this week, which I think he's more elusive than Cam and Henderson are. So maybe that allows you to open some things up. But the biggest key for me is Tech has to figure out a way to hit some balls over the top while also establishing some sort of a run game. I remember, I think it was back in 2016, Tech had like negative 7 yards rushing at Southern Miss. Like, it's not easy to run against these guys. It's never been easy to run against you. And that's what they want to do. They want to force you to beat them through the air while you have pressure in your face.
And I'd like to see, like, a deep attack early. If we give up an interception, that's fine. Like,
it's like a punt.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. And I think that's probably a pretty – I'm not going to say it's bold, but that's a pretty good way to go about it. Because if you show that you can beat them over the top, they're going to back off some. You look at UAB. UAB's quarterback play is not as even as good as Jamar. So they had no shot to blow him off the top. I don't even know if they had 250 total yards against Southern Miss. So it's an interesting matchup. And I know Southern Miss is 4-5 overall. I know they've had their struggles throughout the year. But Tech has to figure out a way to win this football game. Because if you can get to 8-3, you're coming home against a, you know, 1-9, maybe 1-10 if they can't take care of UTEP, maybe a coaching change at Western Kentucky. It's going to be, I'm going to say, you know, the last week of the season at home, that's a game you're going to win. And if you can get to 9-3, that'd be your best regular season under Skip. And I get all
this
the
argument. It's a big game.
Yeah, this is a huge game. This is a game where if I'm Tech, I'm laying it all out on the table. And I'm saying I'm going to do what I have to do to win. If, you know, I'll play who I have to play and worry about Western Kentucky in a bowl game later because I want to beat Southern Miss. I want to have a chance to win 10 games, you know, for the first time Tech has done in Division I. And I get all the arguments of the conference isn't as strong, the, you know, the schedule isn't as strong as some of the past schedules. Like, if you want to start signing up to play, you know, 5 or 6 top 15 teams, like, that's for you. That's your cup of tea, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But this Tech team has played 2 top 20 teams. They've played, you know, UAB's a top 25 team now, and outside of that, North Texas has fallen off a little bit. They're 7-3. You know, Florida Atlantic's a team. They're just rolling teams the last 2 weeks. It seems like Kiffin's figured some things out. So, you know, the schedule is not as bad as sometimes people make it out to be outside of Rice, UTEP, Western Kentucky. So we can argue all day that the schedule's not strong enough, and, like, that's fine with me. Like, I don't – like, if you want to argue about the schedule, like, I got different things to talk about because, like, the schedule doesn't matter to me. All you can do is line up and beat the teams in front of you. And I've maintained that stance for many, many weeks because, like, do you want me to go coach Western Kentucky and tell them to be good? Like, do you think they're not trying?
Right.
Same goes with UTEP and Rice and South Alabama. Like Tech caught them at the right time. Same thing with when Tech goes to Oxford and beats Ole Miss 27-7, you know, in 2011. Like, Ole Miss fans are like, well, we weren't very good. Well, like, it's not Tech's fault.
Yeah, Tech's going to do what Tech's going to do.
Yeah, know? Like, I mean, you got to win the games that you can win. And you can worry about your strength of schedule in the off season if you're fighting going 12-0 and on the cusp of a New Year's Six Bowl. That's kind of my take on it.
Yeah, Tech hadn't won a conference championship in a long time, so until we start doing that regularly, I wouldn't be complaining about strength of schedule.
Exactly. You know, the last time we won a conference championship was 2011, and 2012 was that the greatest offense in Tech history. We still didn't win the conference championship this year. That's not saying the conference championship's not the goal, but we'll start complaining about the schedule more once we start, you know, winning conference championships year in and year out. But anyways, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk some Dunkin' Dog basketball, Lady Texter basketball. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank, banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
DQ fans, manager Hanger Before manages you with the all-new DQ Hungry Up Deal. Your new hanger management system with three deals meant to satisfy any size appetite. Whether you're hungry-ish, hungry, or straight-up hangry, you can enjoy three, four, or five 100% all-white meat chicken strips, plus fries and a world-famous mini blizzard treat, starting at just $4. It's the all-new Hungry Up Deal, only at your DQ. This is fan food, not fast food.
When we win, our customers really win. This is Steve Brennan at Brennan Dodge in Ruston, and Brennan Dodge has just been awarded the prestigious J.D. Power Customer First Award for Excellence. As one of only three Chrysler dealers in the state to achieve this, we are proud of our employees for their tireless efforts to put our customers first in everything we do. So thank you to Rusty Wilfong, Randy Funes, Ricky Meyer, Christina Rowley, Tommy Tomlin, and Todd Teal and staff. We make sure each Brennan Dodge customer's experience is of the highest caliber. Come in and see firsthand why customers are first at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
It. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm Ben Carlisle, joined by Beck Haynes. Beck, little update, Dunkin' Dogs 31, Harding Fighting Bison 16. Dogs.
Dagger.
Dogs are on a 10-0 run. Actually, new update, 38-22. Dunkin' Dogs, 6-10 to go in the first half.
About to be 3-0.
Looking like, yeah, actually will be the third 3-0 start in 4 years under Eric Conkle. And I don't know if I texted you this today, you know, in the personal group text.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, personal group text. if you look at Sagarin, so Sagarin has all these type of formulas to project out seasons, and so I go look at it, you know, for football to see, and you can also look at basketball. And at this early point in the season, Tech has wins over Wichita and a win over Sam Houston. And, you know, obviously the formula is also calculated, you know, based on how your other opponents have performed to this point. Excuse me, but Tech is projected right now to go 28-1 overall with their only loss against LSU this Friday night.
Ain't going to happen. Tech's going to win.
So you think we're going
29-0.
Well, that would be pretty sick.
Well, book it. You heard it here first.
But that would be pretty sweet. But I just thought that was like, obviously it's way too early in the year to start looking at this, but it had Tech as like the 62nd ranked team in the country, 28-1 before the pod play at the end of Conference USA play starts. Had Tech number 15 in the RPI. Can I get an at-large berth?
I mean, seriously.
Can I get an at-large berth?
So how much, I mean, we talked a little bit about this at the football game the other night when the basketball team was there, but is Wichita, they just, did the Shockers get shocked, or are they just not that good this year?
Well, you know, you look at this Wichita team, and Greg Marshall has done a phenomenal job there. You know, you talk about Ron Baker playing in the NBA. I don't know if you remember the name Fred Van Vliet.
Nope.
Plays for the Raptors, former guard for the Shockers. They've won 25 games for 9 consecutive years. They've been to 7 straight NCAA tournaments, and they were picked 8th in the AAC in the preseason, which is certainly not normal, you know, to their standards. But after losing to Tech, they knocked off Providence the following Friday. So Providence is a really quality Big East program that's in the NCAA tournament nearly every year. So, you know, who knows how good that win will end up looking come March, April, you know, at the end of the year. Tech also knocked off Sam Houston State 76-69. It's a Sam Houston program that's won at least 20 games in 4 of the last 5 seasons. The Dogs knocked off Sam Houston without the services of Daquan Bracey, the Bulldogs' star point guard, went down with an ankle injury late in the game against Wichita, was unable to finish the game. My understanding is he will be able to return pretty soon. Hopefully he'll be back for the LSU game this Friday. Beck.
He was in a boot Saturday night. Is that just precaution, Ben?
Oh, yeah. I think it's just, you know how those crazy Tech students can get in class, you know, trying to kick their classmate to get a cheat
off. Oh, is that what happens?
Cheat off of a test, yeah. I mean, didn't I do that to you?
Yeah. If you were ever in class, Ben, you may have. Beck. You may have.
Beck. All right, let's not go there. So, sorry I don't care about business management 455. Some stuff that you had your head stuck in a book for 3 hours studying. I'll just check yours out and get the answers. Amari Archibald, Beck, as good as Daquan Bracey is.
That's your boy, ain't it?
I think Archibald's better. I love me some Amari Archibald. I think he's the X factor for this team with his ability to play both point guard and shooting guard. He's averaging, I think, like 17 or 15 points, like 9 rebounds a night after 2 games. Like, what more could you ask for? Like, the kid is a stud sophomore.
And we know he's got confidence because when Jamar threw that interception to Teddy in the first quarter, what did Archibald – what did he have to say?
Man, I'd have hit Teddy. I've been touchdown. I've been 6. Keep in mind, he was an all-state quarterback in Florida 3A.
So he might have.
He might have, but he probably hadn't picked up a football in 2.5 years.
Yeah, he sure didn't shy away from declaring his ability to play some ball.
Yeah, the kid believes in himself, and that's what you want out of your point guard. And so hopefully he's knocking down some threes against Harding tonight. Mo Muhammad, I don't know. Beck, you haven't gotten the chance to see Mo Muhammad.
I have not.
But he's a 6'7" forward out of Bossier Parish Community College. You probably pass it on your way to Dallas every weekend. I love him. He's not the biggest kid in the world, but boy, is he a competitor. He loves to compete on the glass. Had 10 rebounds in only 21 minutes against Sam Houston Sunday afternoon. Yeah, that's on pace for like 20 boards in 40 minutes. That's like some Paul Millsap stuff. Like, the kid is an absolute competitor when it comes to playing on the glass. So when you look at Tech's, you know, upcoming schedule, obviously, they're playing Harding tonight. Looks like they're going to breeze to an easy win. They'll go to Baton Rouge to take on LSU Friday night. I think that game's set for a 7 p.m. tip-off. It's a pretty tough challenge. Top 20 team that Will Wade has down there. I know they have a top three recruiting class. Do they pay their players? I think that's the biggest question for the Tigers at this point in the season, with the way they're steamrolling teams early on. Beck, have you ever heard of Tougaloo?
Nope.
Well, they'll come to the TAC next Tuesday night. Dunkin' Dogs host Tougaloo before they travel to Delaware November 24th and November 26th. They'll play UNC Greensboro. Greensboro was an NCAA tournament team a year ago. Actually gave an LSU a pretty good fight the other night. And they'll play Delaware on November 26th. So I'm really excited to see what Eric Conkle's team can do this year. I think he's done a really good job at replacing some of the departures. You talk about Jalen Harris. You talk about Janiah White. You know, Omar Sherman left a couple of years ago. There's really been some holes inside that he's had to fill. And I think Anthony DeRuzzi is going to come into his own as a sophomore. I mentioned Mo Muhammad. Oliver Powell seems to get better every night he gets on the floor. So I'm excited to see what this Tech team should do. Friday night will be a really good test for them on the road at LSU. Shifting to the Lady Texters, Brooke Storr and her squad, 1-1 on the young season. Blowout win over LSUA, like I mentioned, 112-70. Had a heartbreaking home loss against Little Rock Friday afternoon. Little Rock used a 19-0 run to put the Lady Texters away late in that second half. You know, you always hate to lose at home. You know, especially, you know, I get it, they're all kids at the game, but maybe kid tells mom and dad, I want to go back and watch. And so you hate to lose that one. Kiara Anthony leads the team in scoring after two games, averaging 21 points a night, also averaging 6.5 rebounds. Raizel Guinto averaging 19 points, Taylor Staley 10.5 points, and Amber Dixon's chipping in 10 points and 7.5 assists from her point guard spot. Looking at the Lady Texters' upcoming schedule, they will host Houston tomorrow night inside the Thomas Assembly Center. Tip is set for 6:30 p.m. Get out to the TAC, support Brooke Storr and the Lady Texters. They'll then travel to Memphis Sunday night. They'll then play Arkansas State a week from tonight on the road in Jonesboro before heading to Wichita State on November 24th. That's a long road trip for the Lady Texters. Make sure you get out, support them tomorrow night as they try to get back on track against a quality Houston team, a Houston team that really likes to play at a fast tempo. Should be a lot of scoring, so I'm excited to see what Coach Storr and her program has in store for this season. Beck, we're coming up on the last segment, and, you know, it's week 12, 10 games in the season, two games left in the regular season. There's not going to be a conference championship this year. Just kind of wanted to talk a little bit of recruiting here for a sec.
All right.
Do you really like to dial into the recruiting aspect of things, or do you just really like to support the guys once they get on campus?
I support once they get on campus, but I trust you to let me know who I need to be looking out for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You do such a good job, Ben. Looking for that recruiting news, why don't you tell our listeners how they could get that?
Well, yeah, you can come to BleedTechBlue.com, $9.95 a month, and, you know, I'll hit you on the personal text line. Maybe when you're at work, you'll refer to your personal text line like you like to do on the show so often as the average fan.
Right.
But right now in Tech's recruiting class, 11 current commits in this class. I believe all 11 commits have visited Tech outside of three-star linebacker Alan Walker. Walker is a firm commit. He's from Georgia, so little difficult to get over to Ruston on a weekend. But you look at the 11 commits in this class, a really solid class, have really filled a lot of needs. What's left to fill out in this class? I think one quarterback. You're going to add some junior college players on both the offensive and defensive lines. You'll add one or two high school defensive linemen. You obviously have five seniors leaving on that defensive line, so you have to kind of restock, reload for 2019, and then they'll probably add a cornerback, and then, you know, might have one or two spots left late to take some, you know, some studs you know, so to speak, you know, some guys that you really prioritize. So that's kind of how the recruiting landscape looks right now. If you're looking to learn some of those key targets at quarterback or along the offensive and defensive line, the quarterback that Tech is recruiting heavily, he's good. I'm going to put it to you that way, and I get it. You can't always project a kid to the next level. I'm basing it on his high school film. 6A player in the state of Texas, he can really play the position. I think he could possibly come in, maybe even compete, you know, some of the a lot like Aaron Allen did this past year, you know, not say win the job, but he can really push those guys ahead of him. And then, you know, there's some studs along the defensive line that Tech is really shooting for, especially at defensive end. So join us, bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month. We caught up with 10 to 12 recruits that were in for the Rice game, got some intriguing responses, including from a top 2020 cornerback target in Mississippi, Cameron Threet. So join us, bleedtechblue.com, only $9.95 a month. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take our last time out. When we come back from the break, we're going to wrap it up, make our predictions, tell you what we're expecting to see on the road at Southern Miss. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com. Got stuff you need to store or haul or keep covered? You need ideal portable buildings, carports, and trailer sales. Whatever size building you need, they'll build it right on your lot. They've got utility trailers to haul what you got from 8 to 16 feet, and you can protect it all with a new carport from Ideal, the number one Eagle carport dealer in the state. Store it, haul it, cover it. Ideal Portable Buildings, Carports, and Trailer Sales. 699-9426, or find them on Facebook.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. We wrap it up. Dogs take on Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles. 2:30 p.m. kickoff, M.M. Roberts Stadium. Real quick, Beck, Duncan Dogs lead Harding 51-26 at the break. Harding might as well go ahead and hop back on the bus because they ain't pulling this one out tonight. Beck, I don't know if you've had a chance to look up your betting locks for this week.
Give me 2 minutes.
All right, I'll give you a few minutes. But, you know, you look back at last week. I give you a lot of heck, and I know you didn't have the chance to watch the podcast or listen to the podcast. You could have watched it, too, because I filmed myself.
Did you really?
No.
Oh.
But I should have. That would have been pretty cool. And I said, you know, and if you're out there in the audience and you listen to the podcast, I said Beck is fired because you're so bad at these picks. And you used to be so good. But I guess when the pressure gets to you and you start just hanging your hat on one pick, Alabama at LSU, like you would have thought you won the national championship.
I mean, if you did what I said to do, you'd be rich right now.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
that's a double satisfaction pick right there. You get your money and you're just so happy.
That's true. So you look at last week, I took Boise was a 2.5-point underdog against Fresno on the blue turf. That's just absurd to bet against Boise. So that was an easy win as they came back and beat Fresno. Also, Memphis was also a 14-point favorite against Tulsa. Easy money. They're covering that all night. They won by like 28. My third win, I couldn't tell you because I forgot. But my two losses, and I think the one loss was Georgia Southern and Troy. Georgia Southern had just come off like getting shellacked against ULM. They were returning home to play Troy, and so I thought they would bounce back as 1.5-point underdogs. Well, I was wrong. Troy smoked them. Got to give Troy
some credit. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Got to give Troy some credit as I continue to stutter over here. But my last pick was was Miami. And let me tell you something about the Hurricanes. They were a 4.5-point road dog at Georgia Tech. And I get told all the time, and I hear this all the time, and part of that's because of where we live, that LSU knocked off a top-10 Miami team. And so I was like, no. I kept thinking. I was like, you know what? Miami is a top-10 team. I don't care who's at quarterback. Mark Richt can flat-out coach. The Canes will go to Atlanta and knock off the Yellow Jackets. Well, I could not be more wrong. Georgia Tech wins 27-21. And I was curious. I was like, how good is Miami? Well, Miami's 5-5 overall. Like, they're terrible.
Terrible.
Might not even make a bowl game. And I'm just like, why did I not do my research a little bit deeper like Beck does? You know, I should have done it 2 minutes before I went on the air.
Right.
So give me five locks for the week.
Ben.
Take it to the bank.
You can actually, I mean, I'll admit, sometimes I rush them, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes
oh,
I
you
do.
Sometimes.
These are, I'm going to go 5-0 this week. And if I don't, Ben, in 2 weeks, I'll bring you a little milkshake. Ooh. During the show.
I
may even bring Tabes one.
I prefer Chick-fil-A.
Anyways.
Cookies and cream.
I got Ohio State.
Cookies and
show
cream.
Covering against Maryland.
Oh.
15.
The Terrapins are a dumpster fire.
Yeah, and Ohio State's only got a cover by 15. So.
Yeah, easy
it's
cover.
Happening.
It's
easy.
Easy cover.
Michigan.
I would ask you if that was a road game or not, but that's a little too much detail.
Michigan goes to Nebraska, but they're going to win by a field goal, and that's all they need to cover. So. Bet it.
They're only a 3-point favorite.
At Nebraska. Nebraska is awful this year.
Like, they're playing better lately.
Tech
but
could – Jamar could Jamar on Nebraska.
Michigan is the truth.
I agree with that. So, that's going to happen.
Yeah, 2-0.
Arkansas covers against Mississippi State. They're 20-point underdogs. Mississippi State don't have the offense.
I agree with that. I actually think Arkansas is improving.
I do too. And
they didn't play well early against
you
LSU.
You never know what Nicky Fitz you're going to get, and he's just coming off a butt whooping at Alabama.
Yeah, that's true.
Good NC
point.
State just pounds a weak Louisville team.
Oh, yes.
They cover for sure. It's 16.5-point favorites.
Oh, yeah, they win by 30.
Mortgage your house. It's happening.
Yeah, they'll win by 30.
And then FAU covers at Charlotte, 6-point favorites.
FAU goes to
what I texted you this week and I said, why is FAU asking
Texas.
Like, oh, what were you going to say?
FAU plays North Texas this week.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they do.
You lie.
FIU plays Charlotte.
Did I write that down?
Yeah, you did.
Either way.
Quality
I like
radio.
You're right. Either
quality
way.
Radio.
Either way, I like them both. Charlotte's awful.
Charlotte beat Southern Miss. But,
that's all right.
So you got FIU covered.
That's my maybe for the week. If you want to step out of one, it's that one.
All right. Well,
mainly because I thought it said FAU.
Well,
listen, speaking of FAU, I texted you the other day and I said, why are they acting like – I mean, I follow Lane Kiffin on the Twitters.
Yeah.
So I'm getting retweets. I'm seeing likes and retweets. But they literally act like they went 30-0 in a single season and won the national championship, which I realize is way more games than you need to win a national championship in a single season. But they were celebrating – so hard. And I asked you, what is that? And apparently it was just some
huge rivalry against FIU.
Yeah, but I mean, after getting worked in like almost all their games this year, and then they're just going to go celebrate like they won the national championship. This ain't high school. State championship don't
maybe,
mean nothing.
Maybe they were on the beach while they were celebrating, so it was a little, you know, boozed
that
up.
That just
kind of
shows you the mentality over there in Boca Raton.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, but Kiffin's got his guys playing pretty well. So Florida Atlantic at North Texas Thursday night is a pretty big game. Now, you might be looking for the Owls to be playing Charlotte, but they play at North Texas. Now, they might turn around and play Saturday, too. I'm not sure,
yeah,
but
who knows?
Who knows? So, looking at this week, it's time. It's score prediction time. Beck, I need you to write them down for us. For me, I'll take the honors. I'll go first. Tech wins 20-10. They cover the 2.5-point favorite spread. Dogs win. It's ugly, but they win 20-10, move to 8-3 on the season. Beck, who you got?
I got Tech 17-14. Hale kicks a game winner.
Woo! It's going to be a nail-biter. Tapes, what you got for us?
I'm kind of on the long lines with Beck. I'm thinking 23-20 Dogs.
Man.
Last minute field goal.
Hey. If that's how it turns out, I'm happy. Hey, we can win 23-22 on a blocked field goal that goes for a touchdown for all I care.
Skip says we win 10-9.
I'll take 3-2.
I'll take it too. Just like Auburn and Mississippi State was that 4 or 5 years ago. Like I'll take it. I'll take 2-0 if Tech moves to 8-3 overall. That's all it takes from me. Just a little programming reminder. Before all of our listeners go join us at BleedTechBlue.com for only $9.95 a month, we are your number one source for Louisiana Tech athletics. No show next week, Thanksgiving week. There will be no podcast as well.
Ben will be up at night giving his brand new baby a bottle.
All night long.
Ben's having a baby.
My wife is, but Ben's family is.
So, all you faithful Bleed Tech Bluers.
Yeah, just tweet me.
Just tweet him. He'll be bored in the hospital.
Yeah, tweet me a little congrats. If you want to talk some Bulldog football, let me tell you, I have plenty of time on my hands to talk about it. Anyways, for Beck Haynes, I'm Ben Carla, our producer, John Tabor. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're out.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Sports Talk 977 with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Rustin and El Dorado, Walpole Time, Fairway Carts, O'Neill Gas, and Brister Smokehouse. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 977.
His accomplishment is in the Hall of Fame, just like I try to tell people. All of Pete Rose's accomplishments are in the Baseball Hall of Fame, just so even though he's not in it.
Do you think Eli Manning's regular season career is Hall of Fame worthy?
It's spotty, but the Hall of Fame, but the
In other words, no.
But the Super Bowl stuff is huge.
It's too super. Look, and again, huge. I think because it's new, and I hate to say it. Because I think he will get in, and Eli is he's a hero. He is a hero because of those two Super Bowls. And that's why he's still the quarterback of the New York Football Giants.
I think he should. They should cut him and or move on from him or replace him. But I'm not going to poo-poo what he was ever going to do. It just doesn't make any sense. that you could say Tom Brady's the GOAT and the greatest quarterback ever, and Eli beat him twice.
That doesn't make any sense. It wasn't a boxing match. It wasn't a wrestling match. It wasn't a foot race. It was football. There were other factors. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you got about a minute. Welcome to the Odd Couple. What do you have to say about Eli Manning?
Man, hey, most definitely he's a Hall of Famer. But, man, he ain't had a last couple of seasons. He haven't had a good thing going on. But if he would have retired after he won them two, most definitely you'd be seeing him a Hall of Famer. You just get a chance to see him doing it after that.
But even the years he won the Super Bowls, he didn't have tremendous regular seasons.
I want a guy who performs when it matters most.
No, he's clutch. He's clutch.
No, man, Super Bowl win, a Super Bowl win, though. Come on, boss, man.
No,
even you saying they got to be boxing?
I'm giving him that, but I'm just saying, you know, he hasn't had a Hall of Fame career in the regular season. I mean, Robert Ory's been.